Day 135, Victim of Failure. The more we believe our identity is somehow related to the pains of life that have made us victims, the greater the possibility that we, the victims, can become the victimizers. As dangerous as that is for the secular world to allow victimhood to define its identity, it's totally devastating for the church. As quoted from the book Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 20, with failure comes victimization. It hurts when we fail. Sometimes that hurt is so profound that we get to places where we end up hurting others. When the sting of failure has come so often, our view of life can darken to the point where we can barely see the light of goodness in our lives. It's those times when victim thinking can become so profound in a person's life that the victim can become the victimizer. Key is to not let victim thinking take such a profound hold that victimization can be a real possibility. That's easier said than done. Victim thinking is so insidious. It slowly sneaks into our lives that oftentimes it is hard for us to recognize the symptoms. Even when we do recognize the symptoms, the victim thinker is oftentimes slow to admit that they are stuck in this dark place. I love what today's Bible reading says about being in that dark place victim thinking can take us. Check it out for yourself. With the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, that fateful dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous low-flying black cloud. A new power is in operation. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. Romans 1-2, the message. Four words are key in this verse. They are the antidote to the kinds of victim thinking that can lead to victimization. No longer have to. Those words speak of choice. Victim thinking, just like victor living, is a choice. We don't have to live under the continuous low-flying black cloud of victim thinking. Choosing to live under a new power, the power of Christ, is what makes it possible for those of us profoundly stuck in victim thinking to turn our lives around and live the victor lives we were made to live. Though we may continue to face brutal tyranny in our lives that works to make us victims, we no longer have to fear the brutal tyranny of death. That strong wind of Christ is what gives us a strong footing when the horrific winds of hell blow against us in this life. I wish I could say it makes life better. There just isn't any guarantee of a better life for the victor or for the victim thinker. Life is going to be what it is going to be. Today can be your day to feel the changing winds in your life. It's time to take a deep breath of the new breeze that's coming your way. The black cloud of victim thinking can't stand against the refreshing breeze that is Jesus Christ. Your victor status is guaranteed in Him. It is critical that you choose to be a victor. The well-being of the lives of those around you literally depend on you making this choice. Remember, victim thinking will lead to victimization. Make today your day to catch the new wind of your victor identity through Christ in your life.